Okay, today's the day that starts Maseches Erevin. So just the opening sugya of Maseches Erevin deals with something called a mavoi. A mavoi is technically translated as a courtyard. So I want you to picture houses on one side of the street that lead into front courtyards. And I want you to picture houses on the other side that lead into front courtyards. And those courtyards all spill into one alleyway. They spill into one alleyway. That's a mavoi. A mavoi sasum, a sealed mavoi, is closed on three sides. The mavoi sasum is closed on three sides. Technically, it's a reshus hayachid deraisa. It's a private, full-fledged private domain. But being that's the case, that's a full-fledged private domain, one should be able to carry in there. But one of the enactments of Shlomo HaMelech, one of the tekanos of Erevin of Shlomo HaMelech, was that he said you can't carry in there unless you have some type of recognition on the fourth entrance. Why? Because we're afraid that people are going to carry from that middle thoroughfare, that alley, into the public without recognizing that they're leaving the mavoi. And therefore, he said, you need what's called either a kora or a lechi. Some shittas in the Gemara are saying you need both. Kora is a beam on top. A lechi is a beam on the side itself. And that becomes the opening sugya. There's a little familiarity with that opening sugya for some people who learn Gemara in general, only because it's also the opening sugya, Masecha Sukkah, Beis Amid Aleph, dealing with how high can the kora be, similar to, compared to the sugya of how high the sukkah is able to be. Okay, shkoyach, everybody. Okay, Erevin is a difficult Gemara, but it's a rewarding Gemara. It talks of different types of Rishuyos. For example, Maseches Shabbos, which we already had a background in these Rishuyos, right at the very beginning, said it's also done Machnis and Motzi from private domain to public domain, and it's forbidden to carry in Rishus HaRabim itself. We also learn in Maseches Shabbos that there are four Rishuyos for Shabbos. It's a private domain, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, and Amakom Ptur. Rishus HaYachid is a space that is at least 4x4 tvachim, surrounded by mechitzas at a height of 10 tvachim. That can go all the way up. That rishus, that domain, continues all the way up to the sky. Rishus HaRabim is a very specific rishus that's for the public, which is 16 amas wide. Some need there to have traversing there shishim ribo anashim, passing through, which is a controversial halacha, what the Rishonim argue. It's not surrounded by mechitzas, and it's not covered over. This rishus is until a height of 10 tvachim. And a place that doesn't meet these conditions is called a, meaning not a Rishus Yachid or Rishus HaRabim, is a neutral zone called Makom Peturim. But the Chachamim distinguish between these Makomos Peturim. One place is called a Carmelis. In a way, it's similar to Rishus HaRabim, so it's a Din Midrabanan like Rishus HaRabim. And a Makom Peturim itself, an exempted area, is a Makom in Rishus HaRabim, which we're going to see, which is very narrow and small in certain dimensions, which make it entirely a free and public zone. We have concepts of rishus betoch rishus, a domain within domain. Any shetach or space, any area which is in the space of rishus yachid, even though it's divided rishus yachid in terms of its height and its depth, it's bottled to that rishus and it's considered like a rishus yachid. But spaces that are found in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and they're divided off from the Rishus HaRabim itself, so that'll have its own specific categories, which we'll get to. Karpef is a place that is surrounded by mechitzas, we know as Rishus HaYachid, but the Chama made a gzera in a makom, whose space is equal in length, Yishavah l'shetach sh'arku mea am rachba, that was 100 by 50 amos, that's based asayim. It should not be considered Rishus HaYachid, unless it was surrounded for people living there. Hukaf Ladira. If it's not Hukaf Ladira, it has a din of a Carmelis, and that place is called a Karpef, which we're going to get to. The second parak of Erevin talks about a Karpef. Then you have co-joined Rishuyas, which is also a significant part of the Masechta. Another important piece is Eruvei Chatzeros, a Rishus, which is co-joined for several people living there, like, for example, a courtyard that has multiple houses. There was a gzeir of the Beis Din of Shlomo HaMelech that it's also to be motzi and to bring into the chatzar, and so too from one house to your neighbor until you make an eruv between them. The Rishonim argue the reason for the isser. The Rambam says that if they're matir you to carry from house to the chatzar and then to the streets, people are going to be matir you to take out into the Rishus HaYachid, mamish to the Rishus HaRabim.
The Achronim add the Chachamim included in this Isser also Hotzah from Rishus, which is Shaykh to one person, to another person. That's why if you live in an apartment building, you would need to make an Erev Chetzeris. Rashi and the Rashba say the reason for this Takana is not to Motzi mi Beis HaYachid to the Beis Chavero, because you might come to permit Hotzah from Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. And included in that is the Hotzah from the Bayis to the Chotzer, which is considered to the Rishus HaYachid of another person. So it turns out, according to that, Yisraelim, Jews who live in two houses in a Chotzer, or two Chatzeras, the Aser to each other, the space, their spaces. So that's the concept of Eruv Chatzeras. Shlomo Melch instituted that you can carry from Rishus that's specific to one person to another person via a type of Eruv, which means a co-joining, a co-mingling, which allows one to carry in another place. And how is that made? That's also a bit of a discussion which we're going to get to as well, the type of kinyan that needs to be made, acquisition from one person to the other, so that they could do that. You also have the dinim of tchumen, of how far you can walk beyond the city in Shabbos itself. We'll get to that. The opening Gemara talks about, as we said, this mavoi, shugavoa maestri mama, a mavoi which is higher than 20 amas. So you have to lower it, because someone's not going to recognize and remind themselves that, whoa, wait a second, I'm leaving an alley and now entering into a public domain. So the rechav, the entrance of the mavoi, was wider than 10 amos. You also have to lessen that, because that's too wide, you're not going to realize either. Ve'im yeshlo, and if for that entrance that's wider than 10 amos, there is what's called a tzuras ha-pesach, a door frame. This is one of those phrases very important to know for Maseches Erevin and Hilchos Erevin. Door frame, tzuras ha-pesach, a shape of a door, meaning which is a beam on the side from both sides and a korah on top. Even though it's wider than 10 amos, you don't need to lessen it. Ein tzarech lamay. You don't need to lessen it. That's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara goes into the famous Gemara in Sukkah, which talks about a Sukkah that's higher than 20. Over there, it told us a pasul and kosher. You know, above 20, it's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says kosher. How come by Sukkah, it just said straight up sulah? My mavoi, it told you how to fix it. So Sukkah, which is deraisa, tanips, they just said straight up pasul. But mavoi, fixing a mavoi through a korah, which only derabanan, turning to kanta, they told you the method of repair. The Gemara explains this psul of a korah, which is higher than 20, they only learned that from the pischo shel heichal, the entrance of the heichal, the base of Migdash, which entrance was bigger than 20 amos. And Rabbi Yehuda was machshir by a korah, which is above 20, he only learned from the pischo of the ulam. Right, the antechamber, the binyan that's before the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, which was 40 amos, as we learn in Maseches Midos, and there, the Gemara then goes back and forth in the size of these spaces. Gemara at the bottom of the Amma talks about whether Mikdash is also called Mishkan, v'natati et mishkani besochachem. And that pasuk, we learned that after the Hakamas and the Mishkan, they were promised the Beis HaMikdash. Ela mishkan de ikre mikdash. I don't know, Mishkan is called a Mikdash. Ilei mitim v'naso akahatim nosea mikdash. Looking for the source that one is a co-referential to each other. Let's just address for a moment how this mechanism of a korah works. So Rav explained the Chum of the Mishnah derived the maximum height of the korah from the entrance of the heichal, or Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the entrance of the ulam. And the Gemara teaches that the korah at the entrance of the mavoi permits the use of a mavoi on Shabbos in one of two ways. Either it serves as a reminder, a hecker, that you can't carry from the mavoi to the Rishus HaRabim, or it serves as an actual partition, a mechitza. According to both approaches, Rav's source for the maximum height of the korah are very difficult, because Rav says that according to Chachamim, we learn it from the height of the entrance to the heichal. Since that entranceway was 20 amas high, we learned that a doorway that is higher than 20 amas is not considered a doorway. The law of a korah, though, has nothing to do with definition of a doorway. A korah that is too high either provides no recognition, or it's not considered a mechitza, since the laws of good achis, which means that we view something as dropping down, do not apply to a korah that can't be seen. So the Rashi, another Rishonim, explained there's a third possible reason why a korah enables one to carry inside a mavoi. A korah works by giving the opening that it covers the form of a doorway, like a tzuras ha-pesach. And accordingly, it's obvious that a korah can't be placed higher than the height of the tallest doorway. Rabbi Yehuda taught in the name of Shmuel that an animal that's offered as a korban shlomim has to be shechted at the Pesach Ol Moed, while the doors of the Heichal are open. And Rashi and Zvachim says that only applies to shlomim and not other korbanos. Tosus says it's other korbanos as well. Why, according to Rashi, is the requirement to shecht a korban while the doors of the Heichal are open only by a shlomim? So the Meshech Chachma says the reason why, according to Rashi, it's only by shlomim, he gives a reason. So the Ibn Ezra points out that a korban ola has to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Zara, which corresponds to the position of the Shulchan of the Heichal. Meshech Chachma says the Ibn Ezra means the Ola is slaughtered in the north to denote that it is Kaddish and belongs entirely to Hashem. But only Kochi Kochim are slaughtered in the northern part of Ezra. What act is done with Kochim Kalim to show that they too belong to Hashem? So says the Meshech Chachma, the act of slaughtering Kochi Kalim while the doors of the Hekal are open shows that the Korban is dedicated to Hashem. With that understanding, the Meshech Chachma says the contradiction of the Pasuk, which I'll leave aside for now. Let's see. The Gemara concludes that when the Pasuk says the curtains around the Mishkan were 15 amos, it refers to their height. Now, according to the second explanation quoted by Rashi, this was the height of all the curtains around the Mishkan and not just the height of the curtains on the eastern side. Why then does the Pasuk specifically say that the curtains of the east side were 15 amos high if they were all that high in the Mishkan? Okay, so that's a little bit difficult. Maybe the Pasuk specifically says that the curtains on the eastern side were 15 amos for the following reason. The Torah says masach, a veil, in front of the entrance of the chatzar was 20 amos. Since the Gemara includes the entry to cover the masach was not 20 amos, but rather no more than 10 amos, it must be that this Pasuk that says 20 refers to the height of the masach and not to its width. And apparently the entranceway was 20 amos high, even though the curtains around the Mishkan were only 15 amos high.